Thank you, Mr. Motapo, and good morning, honorable members, chairpersons, and greetings to all media houses, and as well, greetings to all the leadership from all the corners of South Africa. And I can see that we have FBOs here, and as well the KOSAN and other members from different NGOs. You are greeted and welcome to our briefing session. This is our first time participation as the NCOP in terms of this media briefing. I would want to actually highlight yourself that as the NCOP security cluster, I'm in charge of home affairs, I'm in charge of correctional services, I'm in charge of constitution and justice, I'm in charge of defense and military veterans, and as well subs, and we are doing as well petition and undertakings. So most of the people, they don't know about the work that we are doing as the NCOP. So NCOP actually represent the provincial interest from different provinces. And we are here to actually take you through in terms of our engagement as the security and justice cluster on issues that we've been dealing with when we've been executing our oversight and accountability. My issues will focus on governance and legislative matters, matters affecting military veterans, human resource challenges, and as well accountability and use of public funds. Honorable chairpersons, the SANDF operates within a clearly defined framework shaped by our constitution. The Defense Act number 42 of 2002, national policy and strategic planning instruments, such as the 2015 Defense Review. The structure mandates the SANDF to safeguard our country, sovereignty, and its people. However, the institution continues to face serious challenges in terms of governance. A key concern is the delaying in finalizing the Military Discipline Bill, which is intended to modernize the military justice system and improve internal accountability. The lack of progress here weakens command structures and undermines discipline. Procurement remains another area of concern. The SANDF must bring its procurement processes fully in line with the Public Financial Management Act. To prevent ongoing irregular and wasteful expenditure, issues that continue to reflect by the Auditor General. Weaknesses in financial oversight, particularly within supply chain management, require urgent attention. As we engage with them in our select committee, we normally emphasize the fact that the PMFMA is a prescript in terms of how to run public funds. We also need to ensure transformation goals are being met, especially regarding diversity in leadership and gender equality. Currently, implementation often lacks alignment with the ambition of the 2015 defense reviews, which impact the SANDF in terms of the readiness and long-term viability. Furthermore, the committee must oversee operations related to border security, internal deployments under Section 201 of the Constitution, and South Africa's commitment in peacekeeping mission abroad. In terms of issues of military affecting military veterans, honorable members, fellow South Africans, military veterans play a pivotal role in order to make sure that the broader defense community is being taken care of. Yet the implementation of Military Veterans Act number 18 of 2011 remains inconsistent, particularly in delivering benefits such as housing, education, healthcare, and pensions. Ongoing administration issues, outdated databases, and poor interdepartmental coordination hamper service delivery to the veterans. Previous parliaments have recommended closer scrutiny. Dr. Motapo, can you protect me?
Chair. Can you assist us, those who are managing the because I know the hybrid event, so can we please switch off those mics?
We don't believe that.
Seems like somebody has left their mic